Thank you so much for holding. So I have the director that's going to be reaching out to you immediately, okay?
Okay.
So you should be expecting a call within the next 10 or so minutes.
Okay.
Okay. I do apologize for everything.
I'm sorry I had to take it out on you. But this
no, that's okay. I understand, especially when, you know, you've scheduled appointment after appointment. I completely understand. I know I would be pretty upset if I were in your shoes too, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're adjusting things to have people home from work.
Exactly.
To do it, and it's just getting out of control.
No, and I completely understand that as well, because, you know, if I had to miss work or, you know, make adjustments to my day in order to make these appointments, you know, that I can completely understand, because then it would just be like, okay, well, I just waste my time. And
yeah,
that's where I can understand, you know, the frustration and how upset I would be. I would do the same thing.
So just one quick question. How long were they trying to reschedule this thing?
So they're looking at the 26th.
Oh my God, another whole month.
In 3 weeks, exactly, but.
Now I'm going to have to pay another month service with my provider I'm with now.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm just going to sit tight and wait for this guy to call.
Absolutely. I do appreciate your patience, and again, I'm really sorry that this keeps happening. It's not the way that we intended for any of it to happen, but unfortunately, sometimes things do work out this way, and it's rough when it does.
I kind of think they just overextended themselves trying to get as many customers as they could, and they don't realize they don't have enough time in a day to do it.
I know that we've had a couple of issues where we've had somebody that lost service, and it was an issue with the fiber, so we had to resplice the fiber. So I think that's what's going on, because they have to search for the part that's having that disconnect and where it needs to be resplaced. So that's why it could take a lengthy time, because fiber is fairly fragile, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So I do understand, you know, it's frustrating on all parts, and we're doing everything that we can to get that fixed so that we can get you set up for service with no issues during the service install, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just wait to hear from him and see where we go.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
You're so very welcome, Robert. And again, I look forward to getting your install appointment all scheduled up. Did you want me to get it scheduled up in the meantime while I have you online?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Okay. I mean, not much this guy's going to be able to jump through hoops and get it done sooner. I don't know.
Yeah, but I can at least you'd be able to talk to him and see what they would be able to do. So we're looking at the 26th, because that's 3 weeks exactly from today. Did you want an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m.?
10 is good.
10 a.m.? Okay. So I'll get you on with one of our best.
Esther has actually installed it anywhere else.
So I've got you for 10 a.m. on the 26th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Look forward to the call from the director, and that way, you know, hopefully they can help out with some stuff too. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic evening, and I know there's not much that I can do on my end, but at least I've got you scheduled, and we'll keep you up to date if anything does happen, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Robert. Have a better evening.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.